There are those stories that live in our imagination well beyond the number of times that we hear them. And I dare say that this might be one of them, as it resonates in big and small ways in how we think about God and how we think about the way that we are sought out and saved. Before I read, I'm just going to mention, this is the season for a lot of everything. So if you're following along in your manuscript, I'll beg your indulgence as I move swiftly through things with a mind towards the clock. Hear now Luke 15, verses 1 through 10. Now all the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to him. The Pharisees and the scribes were grumbling, saying, "This fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them." So he told them this parable. "Which of you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders and rejoices. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost.' Just so I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Or, what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one of them, does not light a lamp and sweep the house and search it carefully until she finds it? And when she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors and saying, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I have lost.' Just so I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents." One of the sure signs of a good story is where you find yourself in it. I love watching James Bond films, not so much because of the bravado and the shooting and the explosions, although, hey, that's cool too. But because after I watch one, even one that I've watched 8 or 10 times already, I kind of feel like I, too, am wearing a tuxedo and moving suavely through the world, no matter what the reality might actually be. Because who doesn't want to speak with a charming accent and have all that along there? It's just handy, because it's a cleaner persona than what we're used to. And really, that's what the best stories do. They invite us into the roles of the other. And the really, really good stories, even better than the average, also invite us to think beyond just the hero role, which is the one that we're always invited into, but also the other side. I was thinking of Les Miserables, Victor Hugo's masterwork, where you have both the one that you're cheering for in Jean Valjean, the prisoner, but also the compassion for Javert, the one who can't quite wrap his head around the injustice of the one who got away. And you can live both and live it there. And I think this is one of those stories that invites us to do exactly that, to step into characters that we know well. This is how we often think of this story. I know that I had an image like this on a little piece of wood in my bedroom growing up. the good shepherd going out, seeking and finding. And in this picture, we gravitate to knowing what our character is. We're the lamb on the shoulders. We're the one to be sought out. We're the one to be found always. And it makes sense, because it is a wonderful image, and one that we need to hold on to always. And we each know ourselves in our own individual struggle and the way that we might be invited into being sought out. We know those places that need rehabilitation. We know those areas where we know that we wander. As the old song goes, we are prone to wander. We are prone to leave the God that I love. And knowing that God is given to seeking out those who wander is absolutely important. Whether we've been in the fold and the 99 for time out of mind, or whether this is something completely new to us. Because we need to know that this is the basic gospel that is here. You have value. You are sought out. You are looked for by God. No matter what is there. And the theological implication of this is important. That God as a shepherd in the woman means that God is a seeker who is not fatigued and who experiences joy and fosters celebration when the lost is indeed found. When things are made right, and all is made good. There's much to celebrate in being sought out. But as good stories will, it's not the only position that we can occupy. Because I think we can also feel what it is to be part of the 99 left in the wilderness or the one being sought. This side is less clear because it's the side that Jesus is speaking to and about. And it's the one that we don't really like identifying with because we know that it's not quite the right answer. But still, we can wonder at the basic economics of leaving 99 to get one back. You might acknowledge the logic of being found, even while we wonder, well, there is such a thing as acceptable loss and capacity that is there. And we might even wonder where God is when we are the 99, and maybe it feels like all the energy goes to the one and not to the many. And that can be uncomfortable. And that can be challenging. But it is real and it is realistic. It's not part of our pride, but it does take some honesty to say, yeah, this is part of how we feel too. And to be honest in that, and in saying that we can see some of the point that the Pharisees had. And in seeing that and acknowledging that, also to receive the invitation of, yeah, I feel that. But it's okay. we can celebrate even if not everyone is quite there. We do well to take it seriously, to be both sides of the story and both sides of the coin. But there's one more role that I would like to invite you into, beyond the 99, beyond the sheep, beyond the ones that are there. And it's the ones that we leave alone because, well, we know who those characters are. Maybe Jesus here is also inviting us to take on the role of the shepherd, the woman, the seeker as well. We don't go there because we know who this is. We know who the good shepherd is. We know what the job description is, and we know that that is not our job description. And that's not us. And in the big sense of the thing, of course, yes, that's true. God is the one who seats. We are but the vessels in which that seeking can happen. And in that sense, we can be invited into knowing that there is something bigger going on. I think Jesus is even doing this as he's asking his hearers, well, you understand that this is how you act when you have a lost sheep and a lost coin. Won't you join me in also seeking the lost people of the kingdom of God? And this role is even harder still to occupy because it's one that challenges us and moves us in new ways. We know that there are energies to relating to people on the outside, the people who might be somewhat other than what we are used to. And finding space in the church for the true variety of even the ordinary faithful is hard. But it's way harder still to make room at a table for those who are just learning their table manners and how to be in church or around church. Back in Winnipeg and Jubilee, the church has an emphasis on ministry to the community. And time again, we would reach out to folks in the community with varied success. But always there was a tension with, okay, where do you reach out and where do you simply take care of the congregation that is here? And balancing that. And there was always this comfort with, yes, we want these people, we want to know these people. We celebrate these people. But don't they just know how to act? And that's always a challenge of doing church. Yet, for the church to be the church, indeed, for the church to survive, to say nothing of achieving its mission as ambassadors of reconciliation, this is exactly what we will need to do, now more than ever. We're going to need to find ways to reach out beyond ourselves, beyond our set families, beyond our set expectations, and say, yeah, everybody come, as you are, where you are, and find your way in. And to celebrate that. It's a challenge. It always has been and always will be. And it's one that we will need to work at more and more in the coming years. At the end of the day, we need all of these modes. all these realities. We need the sheep that is lost as now is found. We need to acknowledge the 99 left in confusion and the shepherd joining in the searching mission of finding and forgiving. And we need to reach out and ourselves play a little bit of the shepherd or the seeker in the name of Christ. It's hard work because we're not always sure how to do that or where to do that. And it's harder work still because we're not always sure how we fit in there and whether we are fully forgiven and how big of a party we might have when we come to grace. But we need to know this. Whether we belong in the fold or from the outside, we need to know that we are celebrated, each one, in grace and hope. Simply because we belong to God, and when we recognize that belonging, that is something to celebrate. The more that we can live this fuller in our lives, the more rich we will be in taking up the work of the kingdom that holds none as absent and seats all in the best way that we know how. Wherever you find yourself in the story, you're invited to the work of grace. And that is good. That is enough. That is something in which we can rejoice. That is something in which we can hope. And that is something that we can embrace each and every day for its challenge and its problems. May we reach out, seeking and finding, and be surprised along the way. Amen.